Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 22nd of July in the year 2020, and according to legend, in 1376, on this very day, the Pied Piper of Hamelin was said to have led rats out of town. So celebrate that by luring some rats into a situation over which they have no control. On this date, in 1587, a second English colony was established on Roanoke Island off North Carolina. The colony vanished after mysterious circumstances. Those were the days when you could just lose a whole colony, Anavab. Great times. Speaking of which, Anavab, welcome back to the show. You're our guest for today, celebrity interstellar lawyer.
That is correct. And a resident of Lost Colony.
Really? That's a lovely thing. I think that was more of a returned colony.
Yes, that's true. That is true. Do you mean the Martian colony or the Indian colony?
Well, the Martian colony is still fighting for its independence. So for the moment, I mean the Indian colony. But yeah, yes. Power to our Mars brothers and very few sisters that have managed to survive. Coming up today, our top story will be internet news brought to you by our favourite in-house lawyer. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, Johnnie Walker whiskey will soon be available in paper bottles, the distributor has announced, to make for maximally flammable Molotov cocktails in these troubled times. The new motto for the environmentally friendly packaging will be, good for the environment, still just as bad for you. Are you a drinker, Anavab?
You know, my former colony, India, before I started living on Mars, is the world's largest consumer of Johnnie Walker Black Label whiskey. So if it wasn't for Indian uncles about 45, that company would have gone bankrupt a long time ago. I think that this will be a message of relief to them, almost more important than the coronavirus vaccine.
Meanwhile, Hong Kong Disneyland is reclosing its gates less than 1 month after it reopened, following a new coronavirus outbreak in the city as part of the new peekaboo economy that we're all getting used to right now. Companies in future will only be allowed to operate on a 3 week on, 3 week off basis before then immediately being locked down again and losing all the progress they may have made, economically speaking. Disney has said that the Hong Kong park closure will not impact the reopening of Walt Disney World in the US because in America, life is cheap. Have you ever been to Disneyland, Anavab?
I have, Alice. But I was quite fascinated by this news coming out of a theme park in Japan. Last week, a theme park in Japan, which has Japan's biggest roller coaster, made an announcement that if you are going to get on the roller coaster, please don't scream, because the droplets could infect. So in true Japanese fashion, they had a thing that said, if you have to scream, scream inside. And I thought,
I think the direct quote was, "Please scream inside your heart." Exactly. And I desperately want to make merchandise that says that. That's a lesson for so many things.
Correct, correct. And so many have been doing it without a roller coaster.
Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because how else will you meet an unnecessary need we've unnecessarily created? This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Tit Masks. Tit Masks, aka bras, to protect others from your horrible boobs. I'm sorry. Are you sick of spooning dry protein, collagen, glucosamine and BCAA powder into your manly jaw after your workouts just to maximize your gains? Try stirring your protein powder into half a glass of a liquid like water for a smoother chug of your disgusting supplements. Half a glass of water. It's marginally better than the alternative.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Your top story today is internet news. Anubhav Pal, you're on the internet right now. Tell me what's happening in the world of the internet.
Well, I have a fascinating private update for you on the internet. My mother... this is starting out creepier than where it goes.
If I had a dollar for every time someone senior to me in the comedy industry has said that to me.
Yes, exactly. My mother is 77, and she lives in a less metropolitan part of India. And so I was speaking to her yesterday, and her internet provider has decided to not give her internet 24/7. She's paid for the internet for the year, but he switches on and off the internet when she calls. So she calls her internet provider and says, "Right, I'm on." And he switches it on. And then she calls it back and says, "I'm done." And he switches it off. And she's under the impression that that is how the internet works. And I did not correct her.
You have to send a telegram to the internet provider. And then he'll send you a pigeon back.
Exactly. And you'll have internet for however long you want. And and it seemed like a perfectly logical way of working the internet. It sort of took away this need to be online all the time. I thought it was beautiful.
I think that is beautiful. I think perhaps if more people had to even ask a single question before they engaged with the internet, we'd be living in a better world.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for a start, there'd be fewer senior, creepier people in comedy roaming around the internet.
I'm just waiting for one of those capture password pictures to ask which one of these is a cancelable offence and see if there's any consensus at all on... across a pastiche of a number of tweets. That's all the time we have for your top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Unless you have any more top story news, of course.
No, Alice, all I'm going to say is just a quick thing on the ads. It is very difficult to look at half a glass of water anymore and unthink the things you've said about this ad. It's making me worry about these copywriters or undergarments or whatever else that come up. These copywriters have kind of poisoned my head for the rest of my life.
Well, this is the thing for me, Anubhav. As I've often said in the arena of love, it's not that I want you to love me forever. It's just that I want to ruin you for everybody else.
Fair enough.
That's all the time we have for your top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, please be Tiff Stevenson, please be Tiff Stevenson. That's you today, Anubhav.
So I don't know if this reader knows this. Edinburgh last year, after Tiff Stevenson's show, somebody came up completely drunk and said, "Are you Tiff Stevenson?" And this person had come. So I have been Tiff Stevenson before. I've been Tiff Stevenson in a basement in the middle of Edinburgh. So I can do it again, I'm sure.
All right. For the purposes of this letter, you can be Tiff Stevenson. I am a big fan of the show, but I'm writing this letter at the direction of my therapist. I have a condition where I think that everybody else thinks that I'm stupid. It's as if every conversation I have ends with the other person saying, "Well, that was a stupid thing for you to say." In my mind and in my broken heart, my therapist thinks it would be a good idea for me to face my fears directly, and you were the obvious choice since your podcast is heard daily by millions, if not billions, of people. Thank you, Aaron. Aaron, that's a terrible condition for you to be in. But I, just out of contrarianism, I'm gonna refuse to tell you that you're stupid, because that's a stupid thing to ask from me.
But, you know, in Aaron's defense, I think he just summed up my entire childhood. So I think it's... Yeah, I think it's a fair condition, Aaron. My only advice would be not to turn to comedy, because you want to react to people saying that's a stupid thing to say, and you become a comedian because that's a stupid thing to do.
Well, I feel like the tendencies in people's psychology that lead them towards a comedy career are made pathological conditions by the fact that comedy is a terrible career. Like, you take someone who really wants love and you give them the love of a thousand strangers for an hour in the middle of nowhere, and then you leave them in a hotel room alone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then all those things come back to your head with thousands of people saying, "That was a stupid thing to say."
That's where you get to think about all the mistakes you've ever made. That was a lovely letter. Thank you so much, Aaron. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. But don't try to second-guess me. I'm smarter than you. Your guest today on the podcast was our brilliant space lawyer, Anubhav Pal. Anubhav, have you got anything to plug?
Well, we've started a weekly podcast called Our Last Week on Spotify, which I do with a friend and Bollywood actor here in India, where we discuss conundrums from the last week, things that have happened in our life. So we were going to ask terrestrial genius comedian Alice Fraser to join us. We could have done this privately, but I'm doing this here in a public forum.
I say yes in a minute. It's not like I have anything better to do. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's @alliterative. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.